We're drawing close to Christmas. I've been thinking back to my own Christmas memories, and there's one in particular that really stands out to me. My family's not from Iowa, so my dad's family's in Connecticut, mom's family's down in Alabama, and we did a lot of traveling around the holidays as a kid to go see grandparents and other family members. And one Christmas when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, we went out to Connecticut to visit my grandparents there. And I, like any good child on Christmas, was super excited. There were presents coming in the morning, and there were going to be cousins to play with and all sorts of things. And so, of course, I did not sleep very well. There was too much going on, and I was too excited and up way too early, probably around 5:30 in the morning. But I still had like 3.5 hours to wait till all the cousins came and everything else to open presents. And I just remember my grandfather waking up with me and sitting with me for like 3 hours, just waiting for other people to get up. And I remember nothing else about that day. I don't remember the party. I don't remember what presents I got, although I'm sure they were wonderful. I remember that joy in waiting with my grandfather. And this week in Lent, or in Advent, we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, where the church tells us to rejoice. And sometimes we can say, what is there to rejoice about? The world is still a mess. There's war, famine, plague, you name it. There's still sin in the world. Why do we rejoice when what we're hoping for isn't here yet? And I think as we ponder that, looking to kids is a great way to see how to rejoice in waiting. I have several friends who have little kids right now, and visiting them is always a pleasure because you never know what they're going to say. But almost inevitably, one of them runs up to me and says, Father Dennis, guess what? I said, what? My birthday's in 7 months. Yes, it is. And for you, that's an eternity because a 1 minute timeout is like never ending. How can you be looking forward to something that's 7 months down the road? But they know it's coming, and they know it's going to be good. And so even now, while it's really far away, they're so excited. And brothers and sisters, that is the attitude we need to have as Christians. In our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, he's telling the people of Zion to rejoice that the Lord will come with vindication and divine recompense to save you. But it's not now. They had to wait quite a while, if our archaeology and history is right, about 600 years, more or less, until Jesus came to save the people. We've been waiting for his second coming for 2,000 years. We can often get bogged down in the why isn't it here yet? When is everything going to be made right? When are the blind going to regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers be cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead be raised for the final time? When will all be reconciled to him? The answer is we don't know. We're like a little kid waiting 7 months for their birthday. We know it's coming, but it's a long way off. Maybe. Maybe. As St. Paul reminds us, our salvation is nearer at hand than it was before. And we know that there is an end in sight. We don't know when that is, but we know that these passing afflictions and things will come to an end. It's like finals in high school or college, right? They're awful. Nobody likes them. But there's a day that you're going to be done. And you know, whether you fail or pass, they're over with. You get to move on with life. Knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel can help so much. To look at these afflictions that we're burdened with in this life, conflict and division, illness, all of it will pass away. Christ will come again and reconcile all things to himself. Brothers and sisters, this is what we call the sure and certain hope of Christians. It is what allows us not to give in to the despair of the world. To look around and say, well, things are bad and getting worse if you listen to the news. Trust me, they're not getting worse. I sit in the confessional enough for the last 5 years, I know. They're the same as they always have been. But we only have two options. We can give in to despair, or we can live in that sure and certain hope, knowing that our God, who fulfilled the prophecies of long ago in His first coming and promised to come again, will be true to His word. He did it the first time. He healed the blind and the lepers and everybody else. He Himself rose from the dead and conquered death, conquering sin and opening a way for us to heaven. And He promises to come again to put an end to hatred and violence, death and destruction, and to reconcile all things to Himself. Looking at that, knowing what is coming, even if we have to wait, shouldn't we rejoice now? Shouldn't we be so glad that our God is coming to save us? He has done it in the past and promises to fulfill it in the years to come. And that time is closer at hand now than when we first believed. That is the joy of Christians, that even amidst the passing things of this world, we know something greater is to come. We know that whatever affliction there may be, it will not last. Christ will make it right. This is what has allowed the saints and martyrs throughout the ages to face unimaginable difficulties and death, not in fear and trembling, but with joy, because they know their God will save them. Brothers and sisters, how do we rejoice now in the darkness and difficulties of the world? This is how we look forward. We look forward in the certain hope that God, who has come to us once, will be true to His word and do it again, and the glory of His kingdom will surpass all pain and difficulty, and we will rejoice with Him forever. Let us be excited. Let us be childlike, looking forward with eager expectation, not just to this Christmas, but celebrating what God has done and looking forward to when He comes again and all is at last complete and made right. This is something to rejoice in now, brothers and sisters. We don't need to wait. We can feel the peace and joy in an anticipation of what we will experience in its fullness when Christ comes again. May we never give in to despair, but look forward with hope to what our God has in store for us.